There's still some ranting, you know, some soft rock ranting.
The British singer-songwriter Ed Harcourt's latest album, Luster, has a lighter feel than his past work, but that doesn't mean he's abandoned the ranting fans know and love. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Ed Harcourt recorded his first solo EP, Maplewood, at his grandmother's house in Sussex. That recording earned him a record contract, and since then, Ed's been nominated for a Mercury Prize, charted all over Europe, and played with R.E.M., Beth Orton, and Norah Jones. And he's been compared a lot with Nick Cave, Tom Waits, and Leonard Cohen. But it wasn't until his fourth full-length album, The Beautiful Lie, in 2006, that Ed seemed to find his own voice. The darkness that characterized his early records was still there, but so was a fun sense of experimentation with forays into lounge and pop music. Since then, Ed Harcourt's gotten married and had a daughter, and on his new album, Luster, both that sense of experimentation and the perspective he's gained from fatherhood are very much on display. And as FUV's Claudia Marshall found out, so is a healthy sense of self-awareness.
I've had to become a father, but the thing about that is it's a very dicey road. It's a not road. That's a rocky road. Sorry, dicey waters. Because, you know, when you start writing about, like, you know, children are the future. You know, just, you know.
Hey, it worked for Stevie Wonder.
No, I know. He does it really well. But I just had to be careful. Because I did write about it a little bit on the first song and the last song on the record, Fears of a Father. So I was just wanted to do it in a way that wasn't cloying and sentimental, but kind of like an open letter.
But there's some real rock and roll on this record as well, and I kind of wonder, do you have a mode that you're more from, you know, you feel more comfortable in, the crooner or the rocker?
I don't know. I mean, like, because I can scream with the best of them.
Yeah, you know. Can. I've seen you do it.
I can do a bit of screamo. So, I'm still trying to learn as a singer, you know, even when we're performing live, you know. I think sometimes I can go a bit over the top, and I'm trying to kind of restrain myself.
Now the fat cat's crying over wasted milk, and the trees are bending over to make room for the moon. Put a plague on the house of cards they built. There's a ship on the horizon with a menacing metal harpoon. Do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. Cameras and curfews, little scaremongers of impending doom. Political medusas make the stalactites statues. Empty all the pockets of the victims of the baby boom. Do as I say, not as I do. Why should we listen to you?
You know, in addition to putting out this new record, Luster, you've also been broadening your horizons musically and doing some... Well, you tell us, some other projects.
Yeah, well, when I left EMI in 2007, I decided that I wanted to do something else. I mean, that wasn't affiliated with my own career. Well, it was still my career, but not my own solo
right.
artist career. So I got into writing with other people and producing, and I produced an album in 2006, Mr. David Viner. That was I really enjoyed it. So I did a girl called Jonah Lee in Sweden, and then I moved on to a singer called Paloma Faith, and I did a song on her record, and a girl called Lissy, a song called Oh Mississippi, we wrote
she's
that.
She's very, very hot here right now.
She's very, she's
in
pretty.
In the States, stateside.
And then, I'm just getting into it more and more. I've been writing with Lisa Marie Presley.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's gotta be wild.
Richard Hawley and myself are writing songs for a new album, and I think, I don't know whether I should be saying it, but I have a feeling... Apparently, that T-Bone Burnett's going to produce it. So
nice. Well, so, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, let's put it that way.
So I wasn't told that was a secret, so it's fine.
Please let your tears roll down the drain. Straight through the canals of the Thames, across the sea to the River Seine. And when we get to Paris, it'll be like old times again.
Ed Harcourt live with Killed by the Morning Sun and Do As I Say, Not As I Do. The album is Luster. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.